Right now, it is time to bring in Dr. Judy Wertman. It's Food for Mood. Judy is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com, also author of Simon Loses His Tummy. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Wertman, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to both of you. And I have to say, I'm delighted to be back in Boston. It's spring. It's absolutely beautiful here.
Is it?
Everything is in bloom. The magnolias, the dogwood. There are leaves, little tiny leaves on the trees.
We're just in the budding stages here.
Well, no, no real leaves. They're, you know, leaf buds, but the magnolias are out.
Yeah, but you've got color.
Yes.
We don't have color yet.
Beautiful. I'm shocked because usually it doesn't happen until really another couple of weeks.
Welcome.
We're enjoying every second because it won't last long.
No, well, who knows? It might. Remember, you're due, considering that the last time or the time before you came up, you got pelted with, you got slapped with snow
right.
or something ridiculous.
So it compensates for the Red Sox, so we're happy.
Oh, all right, that's good. All right, so this is an interesting.
See, I didn't mention that the Yankees swept him. I stayed away from that.
I know. I know. Okay. But no, I'm afraid the topic today isn't pictorially pleasant, you know, to contemplate. But it is something that I think people have sort of overlooked when they think about why people tend to gain weight after bariatric surgery. And, you know, in the July, for those people who obviously didn't read what you read, Jill, I have an acquaintance who, after two tries, he had bariatric surgery twice. The first time it didn't work. The second time it worked very well, along with his, you know, commitment to dieting and to exercising. He lost 125 pounds, and you know he looked good, but he did not feel as good as he thought he would, because instead of this magnificent body that he was sort of aiming for, but it took him about a year and a half to lose this weight, and he was extremely disciplined and diligent. You know, he thought he would sort of emerge looking the way he had before he gained all that weight, you know, many years earlier, and to his great dismay, his whole body was sort of, in a technical term, you know, encased in all that extra skin that was holding all those extra pounds. And he, you know, he said he had trouble fitting into the size clothes that, according to his weight, he should have been able to wear, because he, I mean, really had all this extra skin. To sort of, he said he couldn't put on a suit jacket because he couldn't fit his arms in the sleeves. It was hard for him to, you know, wear pants with the waist size that would have been appropriate, because he had all this extra skin from, you know, his abdominal area where he had been carrying around all that extra weight. And he decided to take the plunge and have the skin removed, which is not something one undergoes lightly, because it's cosmetic surgery, and it actually turns out to be fairly painful. In fact, he said much, much more painful than the bariatric surgery was, because you're sort of cutting all the skin. And he had to have three operations, one on his midsection, one on his arms, and one on his legs. And as he said, he makes a fairly decent living, but he said, if people ask me where I'm going to go on a vacation this year, he said, well, you know, wait until 2050 or something, because I've sort of mortgaged all of my, you know, recreation and you know, this spontaneous, you know, spending, you know, over my operations. You know, he really, you know, spent a great deal of money on it. Okay, so this is the real issue. And I talked about it with him. When people talk about the wonders of bariatric surgery, which apparently now is about the most reliable way people who have to lose a lot of weight can lose the weight, because, you know, their stomach is made so small they really can't eat very much, nobody really talks about the aftermath. Perhaps because some people nearly never get to their goal weight, but because it's not interesting. You know, you really, you know, don't want to really contemplate what somebody is going to look like with all that skin hanging down. But the plastic surgeons talk about it all the time, and they talk about the fact that the aftermath is not a pretty sight. That people who have all the skin can get fungal infections. It's really hard to keep it clean. They have trouble exercising because they really do have all this extra skin. They have very low self-esteem. They really feel incredibly disappointed with the way they look. And it may, and nobody really talks about this overtly, but it really may be, you know, something that would cause people to say, what's the point of having lost all that weight, going through periods of you know, months and years of denial? Who cares? I'm going to go gain back my weight. And the main problem is this. This bariatric surgery is paid for by insurance, by and large. But the aftermath, the cosmetic surgery, isn't at all. I mean, unless you really isn't. I mean, there are probably no insurance companies that would be willing to pay for cosmetic surgery unless they were really convinced that it was like reconstructive surgery or something, like you had, you know, a terrible accident. And so wouldn't it make sense financially, if you're putting all this money into people to get them to lose weight, that you would spend more money, I'm talking about the insurance companies, to keep them thin so they don't go back, gain the weight, develop diabetes, and all the other problems that they had before they lost weight initially?
And that...
What do you think?
Sorry. I think that we have someone here who knows a bit about this situation and has had to... you know, make judicious choices, because what you, it's really not something that you, the skin thing is not something you can deal with lightly. And it's so, what's the word? It's a bit deceptive when you do shows like The Biggest Loser and whatnot, because the skin doesn't just melt away.
Oh, in fact, Jill, one of the articles I read said that people who were on The Biggest Loser, a program, you know, that was on for many years, which the candidates or the contestants lost enormous amounts of weight, really, you know, maybe almost 100 pounds, because they went on the starvation diet, almost starvation diet, and they were exercised to the point of, you know, almost becoming comatose, and they lost a great deal of weight. But one of the articles said, before they went on the program, or the beginning of the program, they would show off their bodies and be wearing... You know, if they were guys, they would be, you know, wearing a tank top or no shirt at all, and the women would be wearing relatively few clothes too, obviously covered up, but they would show their bodies. After they lost their weight, not one of them was willing to show his or her body, because it looked, in their eyes, deformed. I've just seen, you know, these articles showed pictures of what people look like. I mean, the women, you know, did not look like women. You know, their breasts hung down to their knees practically. You know, the men had all this extra abdominal skin. They looked as if they look grotesque in their own eyes. I'm not, you know, putting words in their mouths. And they say, for this, I lost all this weight, and I can't go on public. You know, a woman would say, how can I date? You know, I didn't date when I was weighed, you know, 200 pounds more than I should. I thought I would start having dates. How can I, you know, to be honest, how can I get undressed in front of somebody looking this way? And the same thing went for the guys. And I don't understand why this has not been a major concern among people who are suggesting bariatric surgery to the grossly overweight. You know, that yes, you're going to look not the way you expected to. Your health will be better. You really have eliminated the possibility of getting diabetes. You're not going to worry about orthopedic problems. You're not going to die of a heart attack. I mean, you know, all those things may happen, but not because you weigh 300 or 400 pounds than you should. But you are not going to look the way you wanted to look. And I think that somebody should say, look, could you, even the insurance companies, could you consider at least paying for part of the surgery that will bring these people into the bodies that they really should have, to really prevent them from saying, what was the point in gaining back their weight?
It about it. As somebody who lost weight, as somebody who has about, I'll say, 7 to 8 pounds of extra skin that hangs from my abdomen, and always will, I decided that it's just not important enough for me. I'll live with the extra 7 to 8 pounds that are there, that are always going to be there.
And
by
you
the
did
way.
Thorough investigation. This is the reason that I brought it up, because you did thorough investigation into the surgical options around it, and you weren't thrilled.
I wasn't thrilled because to get it done, you have to get it done at a place that is of excellence. Okay, not your local hospital, and nothing against local surgeons, but not your local. It's not like what do they call that thing when they pulled the fat out of your body?
A liposuction.
When they did liposuction.
Liposuction.
Yes. They would seal you back up, okay? And Kenny Rogers, when he did his, he wore in on his body where they did it. He wore a tight
compression garment. They call
yeah,
it.
For yeah. Yeah, for about 3 to 5 months.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you know, why put yourself through extra surgery? I went from 415. Now I'm about 280, 290 pounds. But when I was 220 some pounds, I still had that deformity. But you know what? I've always had that deformity, whether I was 415 or whether I was 190, okay? I can live with that. I have no problem with that.
This person I'm thinking about had about 25 to 30 pounds of skin all over his body.
Well,
a lot. And he said, you know, he was a professional, you know, he had to wear a suit, etc. And he said he really felt he really felt deformed, and he also could not fit into the clothes that he should have been able to fit into. So his clothes were really hanging off of him because he couldn't get his arms in a suit jacket, you know, or his abdomen into a pair of pants that should have, you know, should have been a smaller size.
There are
he was young, and he thought, relatively young, and he thought, do I really want to go through my life looking like this? He was able to find a plastic surgeon. Don't forget, this is 2021, and he was able to find a plastic surgeon who did this sort of operation, and that's all he did.
It's
hard to do.
It's very hard to do, and the recovery time from when they do that and wearing compression clothing is a long, long time. But I mean,
he didn't have to. I think it was only about 2 weeks.
Really?
But the recovery. But he was in the hospital for a day, and then he was really at home, not working for another week. Right. No, it's true, and it's painful, and it's very, very expensive. But he felt he said to us, you know, if I don't do this, I know I'm going to gain back my weight, because, you know, he said he thought if I can plump out the skin again by gaining 50 pounds, maybe I'll look better.
Yeah, well, no, you don't ever look better. But then, you know what? I'll be honest, Judy. Anybody that goes through an operation to lose weight, and does it to look better, that's not a good reason. That's not a good reason. You want to lose weight.
Oh, sure.
To be healthy.
No. Yeah. He did it because he thought his father died at 59. Yeah. I mean, he did it to live.
Yeah.
He did not do it to look better.
Yeah.
No, he lost the weight to live and to have a healthy life. And you're right, he could have lived a healthy life, can live a healthy life, without having this surgery.
I think it's a personal, I'm just interjecting here, and we're going to have to bail and wish you happy holiday. But the long short is, it's a personal choice, and people, what is not right is that there is no explanation that says, oh, hey, and by the way, you're going to need, this is a two-parter.
All right.
Yes.
People give the choice. Okay, happy holidays to everything, and have a sunny weekend.
And you too, enjoy Boston. Dr. Judy Wertman, Food for Mood.
And you can hear Judy, of course, rebroadcast on Robin Hood Radio and also on demand.